This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the sights, the sounds, the scenes, and on Tuesdays, the listeners. This is Takeover Tuesday, where the listeners take over, and we just talk about everything that you guys are talking about. Everything you send in to me gets mentioned here. So, first off, I'd like to thank my Patreon supporters. I have 14 Patreon supporters over there on Patreon. So thank you very much to everybody supporting over there. If you'd like to support the show the same way those 14 are, you can go to my website, click on the big red button. My website is brightsidehometheater.com. And click on the big red button. That'll guide you right to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater, and you can donate as little as a dollar all the way up to whatever you would like, and they'll take it once a month, and they take a little bit and give most of it to me. That's one way you could support the show. Another way you could support the show is by just joining in on the conversation over on Twitter. And we had two people this week join in the conversation over on Twitter. We had Crazy T. That's his call name. Her name. I think I might have mentioned this last week, actually, now that I think of it. And we also had, I know this is new, just the other day, I think, Terrell Mercer joined us over on Twitter. So thanks for joining. Thanks for joining in on the conversation. And the reason I say that's another way to support the show is because the conversations that go on there are fantastic. And that's where we learn a lot. We're developing a community that on Twitter, believe it or not, is very positive with lots and lots of fun stuff that we talk about. And I bring it here. You can also email the show. You can follow me on Twitter at BrightsideHT, or you can email the show brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. And a lot of people email me as well. So thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you for joining in. This is your show, so let's get right to it. And first up, I'm pretty sure I have everything in line for this week, but I'm not 100% because I usually forget something here and there. And this first one was supposed to be in last Tuesday's show, and this is an email that comes from Carl. And what's funny is I couldn't wait to answer this question, but I was listening back to my show after on Tuesday after it had gone out, and I listened, to see how it sounds, make sure I didn't screw anything up and blah, 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 whatever, right? And I realized, I'm like, I never put Carl's email in there, the question that he asked. And I thought, I'm like, this is a great question. And it was an interesting question. It's a fun question. And he sent a link on why actors never actually eat in movies. And then he asked, what is your favorite food eating scene in a film? And he asked this of myself, the HT guys, and the AV rant guys. And I couldn't wait to answer it, because when people ask me questions like this, it's always like, what just jumps to my mind first? Because if you start putting thought into it and you start thinking more and more, then you know what? That's probably not what your favorite thing is. You could probably think of better ones if you think fast, or you think longer and harder. You'll think of better, more meaningful scenes or something. But the first one to jump to my mind when I saw this, and like I said, I couldn't wait to answer it. And for some reason, it didn't end up in the show. And I don't know why. But things get lost, and I put my notes together and whatever. But anyways, here's my answer. Here's what jumps to my mind when somebody asks that question, which I don't think anybody's ever asked it before, but here's what I thought of. The scene in Unbreakable, when the son, I think it's a breakfast scene as a matter of fact, is sitting in front of Bruce Willis, and they're whispering back and at the kitchen table, they're whispering back and forth to each other because the son knows the secret about Bruce Willis, about his dad being like Unbreakable, being a quote superhero. I absolutely love this scene, and it resonates with me because of my comic book background, because I have a whole running theory of Superman being, that is what it was kind of designed as. That's what every boy thinks of his father growing up. It's like, he's indestructible. He's Superman. My dad can beat up your dad. My dad does this. The playground conversations that kids would have, that boys would have, it's like, their dad was Superman. And then as you get older, you start to realize, as you get closer to being a dad yourself, you're like, wow, that was wrong. You start to realize, like, wow, my dad's not as perfect as I thought he was. And that's maturity. And you start to learn this stuff. But when you're younger, what you thought of your dad, he left the house, and whatever he did, he comes home and he was the hero. He was Superman. And for this movie, Unbreakable, where he literally is unbreakable, and his son is like, later on, I think his son pulls the gun on him. But just to wrap your mind around that, it's not that big of a leap for a little kid like that to be like, yeah, my dad's unbreakable. I already knew that. How come nobody else did? So I really love that scene. The depth of that entire movie, I think, is fantastic because of all of that. And it does have that little bit of a comic book lore to it because of the way, you know, Samuel Jackson's character goes on, and he's a comic book store owner. So, but yes, that scene right there, as soon as I read the question, I was like, it's got to be that. It's either a breakfast scene or maybe the whatever, but they're at a kitchen table, and I love that scene. So, sorry that wasn't in last week's show, but it just dawned on me, like I said, on that Tuesday. So, all right, next up, we have a tweet from Steve George at Legal Beagle OK, and this tweet's about I put out a vote last week on Twitter on what I was going to do my podcast about. Was it going to be Kick-Ass or the Snyder Cut? But it was only, obviously, you saw last week's show is only the first episode, which is the prologue and part one. And we got some comments on that. And the first one is from Steve, and it says, I voted for the Snyder Cut, but Kick-Ass is good too. Really enjoyed both 4K discs. With the Snyder Cut, I found the 4:3 footage slightly less three-dimensional than the BVS Ultimate Edition, but it looked good. Between the two, in terms of sound, I think Kick-Ass is more solid. I don't know about that. I mean, it's hard to say because Kick-Ass is a shorter, tighter movie. Obviously, it's 2 hours long, but the Snyder Cut being so long, it's hard to get into like which is better sound quality wise, because so much of the Snyder Cut is spread out and so much. I mean, it's 4 hours. So they're both obviously awesome quality soundtracks, but yeah. Okay. And let's see. Next up, Mark V. I'm burnt out on Justice League, LOL. I was really hoping to see more Black Suit Superman. Instead, I got a black overlay and one extra Superman scene. Enlighten me, DJ, as you always do. What am I missing? Well, I think he had another comment as well. He said, both versions of the League were confusing, LOL, but the second one left more questions than answers. Seems like they just threw it together at the last minute. Even the music was off. Only saw it once, though, to be honest. That's a lot of time to devote, LOL. So, yes, Mark. It did. The second one did leave more questions than answers, and that's what I liked, because they're opening up a universe here, and they're trying to create, you know, spinoffs. They're trying to, whether they actually do them or not, I don't know. But when you have a 4-hour movie like that, I don't think it was meant to wrap everything up and answer every question. They're showing you how vast the DC universe is and where they can go with this, which I really liked. But yes, enlighten you. I hope I am. And yeah, it is a lot to take in, which is why I'm breaking it up the way I am. One for myself, but also for the listener, for you guys, so that we can touch, you know, back on this from time to time. And, you know, in a month or so, depending, at maybe after Halloween, we'll get into part two or episode two, which would be, you know, part two of this. And it's nice to break it down. I did over an hour long podcast on 37 minutes of video. So I love getting into that stuff, and it makes it easier for you guys to digest it. And if it's somebody like Mark that's not really into it, doesn't want to hear it, or doesn't want to watch the movie, the entire movie, we'll take it bit by bit. So hopefully we can all enjoy it that way. Graham Cole, and he says, kick ass and looking forward to Office Space. Okay, so sorry, Graham. We went with, you know, Snyder Cut 1. Had to go with that, but kick ass will be coming soon. WV Brew tweeted a meme. It says, it had Archie Bunker sitting in his chair on the deck of the Enterprise, and it says, "Ah, sheesh, would you look? It's them Klingons again." So I believe he tweeted that out as a, you know, an alert that the Star Trek set is out and all the movies are out in 4K now. And I haven't had a chance to see them yet, but I'm assuming they look pretty good. Next up. I'm assuming they look pretty good because that's what I've heard so far online. Anyways, so next up, we have an email, and this email comes from Aaron, and he says, "Hey, DJ, I'm guessing someone beat me to the email, but I figure I'd give it a shot. Quote, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain," end quote. "Really enjoying the podcast. I recently finished my home theater and look forward to to Friday movie night every week. I'll send in pics once I finish the bar at the back. Stay bright, Aaron." And then just today, he tweeted, "At Brightside HT, thank you so much for the movie. Can't wait to watch." So his email was, he was the second one to find the Easter egg. "I gave away 2 copies of the Hurricane Heist in the Hurricane Heist podcast, and there's an Easter egg in there. If you find it just by listening, you have to find it, but it said, if you tweeted or emailed me that quote," which came from a pillow that I have here in the house, "if you tweeted that or emailed that to me, and I'd give a copy, I'd send a copy to each." And nobody had emailed me yet. I'd gotten the tweet earlier, but nobody had emailed me. So Aaron emailed me and I sent him out his copy, and he actually got it today. And he said, "Thank you so much for the movie. Can't wait to watch it." Sent out a picture of it, of the Blu-ray disc. So you're welcome. And Aaron, thanks for listening, because it's not easy to find that little Easter egg there, but somehow you did. And there are other giveaways out there, and there will be other giveaways in the future as well. I like to do that. You hide them in there somewhere and whatever. So good luck to everybody going forward. All right. Next up, we have an email from G Cornell, and he emailed me about NHRA drag racing, and I didn't get a chance to take it in. He sent me some links and was like, "Check this out." And they were going to be racing again on Sunday. I got super busy. I didn't even get a chance to record it. And it was Sunday night that I was like, "Oh, I knew I wanted to do something else today," and I completely forgot. So sorry about that. But send me some more links, because I do want to take that in, because he says it's like being there, watching these drag races. He said, record it on your DVR and you take it in afterwards. And in your theater, he said, it's just like being there. The sound, the picture was really good. So send that along to me again if there are any more races coming up, and I'll be sure to set the DVR as soon, because I could set my DVR from my phone. It just slipped my mind. I'm running around like crazy. So send that to me, and I'll do it right from my phone, and I'll take that in then. All right. Also from Carl, Paramount Plus has quietly upgraded more movies to 4K HDR and Dolby Atmos. And he sent an article from What Hi-Fi. And I had mentioned in the past that Paramount Plus had Quiet Place was in 4K and Atmos, and Quiet Place 2 was in 4K and Atmos. And I had gone on there. I was really excited. My buddy John is the one that told me over on Brightside Chat. And I was excited because I'm like, yes, somebody else is streaming Atmos in 4K. And now, according to this article, they are also streaming in Atmos in 4K with Dolby Vision as well. Annihilation is in 4K, Dolby Vision, Atmos. Actually, I'll just read them off, and if it's not all three of them, I'll just let you know what it is. So Annihilation, Baywatch, Bill and Ted Face the Music is just in 4K. Daddy's Home is in all three. Daddy's Home 2, I'm sorry. Instant Family, no Atmos, but 4K with Dolby Vision. Mother, all three. Nobody's Fool, 4K with Dolby Vision. Overlord, all three. Paw Patrol, the movie, all three. Skyfall, just in 4K. The SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, 4K and Dolby Vision. Star Trek Into the Darkness, 4K, all three of them, Dolby Vision and Atmos. Suburbicon, 4K Dolby Vision, and The Avengers, 4K Dolby Vision. That's pretty cool. Whether you like the movies or not, it's nice that people, somebody else is streaming here with they're getting out the best quality that they can get out to us. And that's very positive going forward. And they're going, and it says they'll be adding more and more as, you know, their library develops. So good to know there. JT. Hi, DJ. I hope you're well. Just wondered if you're getting this in the States now. Talking about HDR. Sorry, the subject of the email was HDR. He said, just wondered if you're getting this in the States now. From the start of the season, football is being broadcast in the UK in both 4K and HDR. We've had 4K for a good 3 to 4 years now, but HDR is new. What a difference it makes. The colors really pop, and it makes such a difference when watching a match. Are U.S. broadcasters showing live baseball or American football in HDR? It would look great, particularly the NFL, I guess. By the way, really enjoying the twice weekly podcast. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, JT. So, yeah, JT, we're not getting a lot. I looked it up, and I'm constantly trying to get as much as I can just to even be able to see it, to see what it's like over here. And we're not doing a very good job of it. I have Fubo for my internet streaming. So I got rid of cable. I go everything with Fubo. And because that had the most sports available at the time, YouTube TV is catching up with sports to Fubo. But Fubo, even back when I started 2 years ago, they were the leader in 4K sports in this country. And it's just all, like you said, JT, it's all the soccer. I'll call it soccer to differentiate from our football. But it's all the soccer. I can see a lot of the soccer matches in 4K. Our football over here isn't very good in 4K. They're not doing it yet. But this season, as I said to JT when I replied, it looks promising because they're doing a little bit more. It looks like the Thursday night games are streaming in 4K on Fox. But you have to use Fox's proprietary streaming service to be able to get it in 4K. And I don't know about HDR, though. It just seems like over here, from afar, obviously with the ocean between us, and listening to everybody over there, it seems like you guys are more aware of 4K and HDR than the masses are over here. Nobody really cares. They're like, oh, 4K. Like, I don't care about 4K. I want HDR on my TV because that's where the colors are going to pop for all the reasons that we know that we discuss when we talk about movies and, you know, the AV Rant and HT guys talk about what the differences really are. But 4K is nice, but it's that HDR that's really going to set the picture apart, especially for the masses, and nobody cares. Nobody knows. So hopefully we get there someday, but we're not there now. And I'll let you know, check in as the NFL season goes on, because I know Thursday night games are getting it. And it looked like when I looked at one schedule, it looks like in October, like a Sunday night games or the Monday night games might actually be getting 4K, maybe with HDR as well, because I saw one chart where it just seemed like it was actually the Fubo schedule of 4K, as a matter of fact, now that I think of it. And the NFL just started showing up in there like late October. And I was like, I thought that was weird because it's not there now. Even the Fox games on Fubo aren't in 4K, but the Thursday night games, I can watch them there, But if I want to get it in the 4K, I have to go to the Fox app, which I will. So anyways, it just seems, like I said, just seems like we're really behind, and hopefully that'll change, but it's too bad because it would be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. All right, moving on. G. Cornell, he said, talking about the movie Nobody, and he said, add it to your watch list. He said, Bob Odenkirk plays vinyl on a vintage two-channel receiver while talking to a Russian who is not in good shape after trying to kill Bob. Watching it live, I was thinking a Pioneer or a Technics. Backed up the scene and hit pause. It was a Rotel. And yes, I noticed that as well. I remember that scene, and I still have my Rotel proudly on display. It's not connected. It's not even, I don't even have the power cord connected to it. It's just in my rack because that, as I replied to G. Cornell, that was to me when I finally got my Rotel receiver back in the early 2000s. That was my, in my head, was I'd made it in home theater because all of the articles I was reading, all of the ads you'd see in home theater magazines or anywhere in magazines, it's like Rotel was like, oh, that receiver was awesome. It's like the one I had, it doesn't even have, it was before HDMI. So you can't, it's pretty much not useless, but for home theater right now it is. But I just loved having that Rotel. I loved getting that. And that, like I said, that to me was, I've made it in home theater. All right. Now getting into some YouTube comments from last week. Mr. Motown, a coaster with a laughing face, because I that's the comment I made last week about the Justice League from 2017, Joss Whedon's version. Yep, it's a coaster. That's about as good as it'll get with that disc. And Theo M, hell yeah, you said it. Well done. Great show. Thank you, Theo, always. And obviously, and also, I think I had another comment. He commented on Twitter, too. I don't know where that one is. I'm sure it'll come up. We'll see it eventually. See, I'm trying to get better organized at this thing. All right. Also, I had a question from Al at Geek for Life. This was a DM, but he asked if I'm still featuring theaters. And yes, I am featuring theaters. I do still have two, but as I've said in the past, if you can still, people are still going to send me theaters. I am going to feature them. I need to get the time to do this correctly, because now that I'm on YouTube, I want to put these out in the correct fashion and do them justice. And it's just with my week as it's going to get all of these things done to add that in, it's a little tough. And I just want to do them justice, but I am doing theater. So if anybody wants to send in a theater, you can add it to the queue and they will be going out. And every week that goes by, I feel bad I didn't do it again. But at the same time, I got to keep things moving. So I am doing theaters. So thank you for the question. Really appreciate it. I don't want to hide from it. I don't want to say, oh, I'm not doing that anymore or anything. I am a little embarrassed that I have two, and I've had them for a few months now. It's just, it's tough. It's tough to get to them for me, and not an excuse because I don't have to do them, but I do appreciate people sending them in, and I will start to get them out eventually. Next up, this one. Oh, that's the here's the conversation. So Theo asked me on a DM, and I asked his permission to talk about this one, but he said, DJ, I've been enjoying your shows, but I think the original show's format was better. I like the entrance first, then the main course, just my thoughts on the matter, but it's up to you either way. It's all good. Looking forward to your next show. And I said, at first I was like, you don't like the two shows a week? What exactly is it? And he said, no, I love the two shows. I'm talking about how your main feature first, then the tweets, emails, news, theater, then movie, etc. And he's like, thanks. And I was like, I see what you're talking about. And what's funny is, here's the thing I'll explain to everybody. I actually agree with him. I agree with him 100%. I didn't, and that's kind of what got us to this twice a week thing. So what happens is when I sit down to do a feature like I do that for all intents and purposes, now do Friday's show. I sit down and I have my notes and I record that part of the show. But this part of the show was always like, all right, now I have to sit down and do this at a different time. To do it all at once, which I used to do, that was, it got way too daunting, and I would actually be sitting here for way too long, and I couldn't, it was harder to find the time. So breaking this up like I am has enabled me to, it makes it easier, more manageable, right? But what happened was editing purposes, while dropping it in and making it seem like one long seamless show, it just was easier to put everything at the end because I was just adding to it. But it didn't flow right. And I didn't like it. And some people had told me that's the better way to do it because a lot of people just want the meat of the show on YouTube, for instance. They don't, you know, the YouTube people don't want to listen to you talk about the list. And I'm like, fine. But so they were saying it was a positive, but I didn't like it either. And that's why I decided to break it up into two pieces. And this to me is just even easier. It's so much more fun. I just sit down. I know what I'm doing for this and it goes right out to you guys. I do it every Monday. I actually look forward to when I'm at work. I can't wait to get home and sit down and talk to you guys about what you've talked to me about, right? Some weeks, maybe it'll only be two things. I don't know. Other weeks, it'll be really busy, but that's kind of the way it went. But here's the thing why I mentioned that Theo even brought it up. It's like, if you feel that way about anything that I'm doing in my shows, if you're like, this doesn't work, let me know. I've said it in the past. I love the criticism. Doesn't mean I'm going to change anything because sometimes there's a reason. But if Theo had brought this up before, maybe I would have thought about, maybe it would have popped me into doing the two shows even earlier because I was having trouble with it too. It didn't work with me. When I listened to it back, I was like, it didn't work. So Theo was 100% right. And anybody else that thought that was 100% right. I love this two show idea. I have another idea as well about something else that I don't want to say anything because when I do, then I feel like if I don't follow through, I feel like I didn't promise you something or I whatever. But anyways, so any ideas you have for the show, let me know. And we'll try them like Discord. Still trying for that, but who knows? We'll see what happens. But Theo, thank you as always for the compliments and don't be shy. Anybody, don't be shy about critiquing the show or what you want. Cause especially Tuesdays, your show. All right, let's go. Moving on here. We have, yes, that's right. Todd Anderson at AV Woofer over there on Twitter. He's put together the top five most brutal LFE demo flicks. And the reason I'm including it is because this is why I love Twitter. This is why I love everything that, like, this is the community and this is how much fun we're having. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not on Twitter, I understand why you're not on Twitter because it can be a cesspool. But if you cultivate your Twitter to the point that, like I have done, you just follow these, you follow the right people, you follow the people that have the same interests in you and you just listen to them and you just talk about home theater or whatever you're talking about. But for in this, if you listen to this, you're into home theater. Great conversations. Great. And like Todd doing this one here, it's fantastic because it got this whole entire, and I don't want to get into everything because it's Todd's thing, but I will go over the five movies. But a lot of things going on in there talking about different tracks and, the bass in this one's better, but the Blu-ray's better, but the 4K wasn't as good. The 4K on the Kaleidoscape, not as good. And then people talking about how you can move one track from one edition to another track to another edition if you have the knowledge. And then other people saying, how do you get that knowledge and this and that? So much that you can learn all just about home theater, having fun. And, you know, whether you agree with the five movies or not, it's just a great, great conversation. And like I said, it basically blew up my Twitter because he tagged a bunch of people in it, a bunch of home theater guys. I was one of them. Thank you very much. As well as SVS Sound, of course, because we're talking subwoofers here. So let's get to it. Number five, Interstellar 4K in 4K UHD. He has that as his number five, which when I saw that, I was like, wow, these have got to be good because Interstellar on a lot of people, you say, oh, what's a great subwoofer movie? And they're like, Interstellar. Okay. Well, he's got it at number five. Number four, Transformers Dark of the Moon 4K UHD. Yep. And I replied to him on this one. I was like, yep. And this is where sound can overwhelm the picture, because, or the writing or anything like that. Like, turn it on, leave your brain at the door and have a good time, which is most of the Transformers movies. Number three, Edge of Tomorrow Blu-ray disc. It's not in 4K yet, but the Blu-ray disc of this, fantastic. Edge of Tomorrow, the explosions, the rumbles, there's so much in that movie. But yeah, number three. Number two, Deepwater Horizon 4K UHD. The explosions in this one really rock your room. This, all of these do, but this one here really, really at the end went, oh, so much fun. Okay. And the last one, this was a little surprising, but he did, again, it's not the 4K version. Number one, War of the Worlds HD Blu-ray, because, and he left the comment, lesser subs need not apply. And the 4K version was horrible. There was a lot of conversation about that when it came. It's not even horrible, but they cut it off at the bottom. They cut the bottom, you know, it doesn't go as deep. HD, the HD version, something like goes down to, you know, 15. It's 15 hertz. So it's supposed to get the lowest of like any other, but it does. It sounds fantastic. It's a great one, but this is one of those ones that sparked off the conversation of Blu-ray versus 4K, and can you do it? Really good. But that one, I think he just put that one out this morning. But again, great conversation. Lots of stuff going on over there. If you're not already following at AV Woofer, that's Todd. You should be. So, all right, moving on. Theo also, oh, here we go. Theo commenting on last week's show says, great show. Thank you, DJ. G, you were going strong there with Justice League and deserved what it got. I agreed with what was said. And what I believe he's saying is I was going strong. I was pouring it on and really hitting Justice League kind of hard. If you didn't hear last week's show, not a big fan. Now that I've seen the Snyder Cut, not a big fan of Justice League, the editing, the color, the everything. So if you haven't heard that, definitely, I go on a few rants in that episode last week on Friday. So thanks, Theo. Thank you for agreeing with me. All right, movies and scenes. We have, I believe, what do we have this week? We have two this week. First one, this one comes from WV Brew. It's called Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin in 3D. And the cover says, it's high noon at the end of the universe. And he said, this movie just makes you wish Mad Max, Flash Gordon were in 3D. It has super aggressive 3D through the entire showing, and it looks fantastic. It's proof how immersive and great 3D could have been. If you're into 3D, WV and I, we have a passion for 3D. I love, you know, getting movies like this. I'm going to be tracking this down and get myself a copy of it, because I just, it's that old school. I just love going back to the old school and 3D and just enjoying all these movies and judging the differences. Some of them are better than others. Avengers, not very good, very flat. Not very 3D at all, but there's so many. Dread is awesome in 3D. They actually developed some stuff for 3D for that movie. It's fantastic. But this one here, I'm going to take WV's word for it, because he hasn't steered me wrong yet when it comes to 3D. And I want to check this out. Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin in 3D. So I'll be checking that out. And if you're a big 3D fan like I am, I recommend you do the same. All right, next up, a sneak peek from me at Black Widow in 4K. It looks fantastic. Worked really hard at manipulating a way that I could get this out to you today, because it comes out today as you're listening to this in 4K. You're not listening to this in 4K. You're listening to this in something really dumbed down. But today, Black Widow in 4K comes out. And I have a scene for you and everything, but the picture, I thought the picture in this looked fantastic. I only had the opportunity to flip through it really quick, take a look, but I thought the black levels were really nice. I thought the colors really popped. I thought it was a really, really nice looking movie. really well done. I can't wait to sit down and actually enjoy it from beginning to end, because I really did enjoy this movie. But the scene that I did watch, and if you pick this movie up today and you've already seen it, then please jump to 59 minutes and 25 seconds. And this is, the rocket launcher is at a sniper tower. Basically, Natasha Romanoff's sister, I can't remember her name off the top of my head right now, she fires it from a helicopter. She fires at like a sniper tower that's trying to shoot at the helicopter. But the explosion of the tower sounds fantastic. But then after that, it sets off an avalanche in the background. So you get a really nice, like the rumble of a avalanche starting out, but now it's still going. So the rest of this action scene, you can hear that rumble, feel it in your seat. Your room is like, this thing is coming at you and you can feel it. And it adds a nice dimension to the scene, because it's all of, you know, a rumble of an avalanche in the background that when you back it up to before this, it wasn't there. And I also like this scene for the picture as well, because it's snow. It's a snowy time. It's a snowy area. So it really, I mean, the HDR for this really is shining quite literally in your face. And you have a lot of color, a lot of white, bright scenes, and a lot going on. But the black levels still look really good with this. Just a great scene. That's at 59 minutes and 25 seconds. And that's Black Widow in 4K. I honestly think you can't go wrong with this disc. And if you've already got the rest of the Marvel movies, well, you can't stop now. You got to keep going, because this one and then Shang-Chi will be coming soon, hopefully in a couple of months, because they're going to get these out a little faster to make a little bit more money. But yeah, so that I recommend highly. I really enjoyed that one. Last thing I'll wrap up with, The Matrix, the trailer for The Matrix. I love this. I love the whole idea. Neil Patrick Harris is in this. Is he the new Oracle? What is he there? I have a little spoiler for it. I'm thinking, this is my thought with the mirror. If you see the mirror in the trailer, I'm wondering, is there more than one Matrix? I have a computer. You have a computer. I set up a world in my computer. Can Neo get from my computer to your computer? Did the machines develop a second matrix? One kid, and Neo is a virus. They talked about that in the first Matrix, right? Neo is a you're a virus. So you keep the virus out. Does one computer, do they have virus blockers? Do they have Norton? Do they have all of these things? Who knows? Is that where this second mate, is it a resurrection, or is this just a different computer that has the virus in it? And Neo's going, are the mirrors the link from one computer to the next computer? I don't know. That's what popped in my head. I don't even know if they approached this even idea. And I can't remember if this was even brought up in the first set of Matrix movies. I don't know. But I think the trailer looks awesome. Very intriguing. What's going to go on? I can't wait to see it. So that's what I have to say this week. Guys, thank you. And ladies, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you to my 14 patrons. Thank you very much for the support. Thank you to everybody following along on Twitter. Having a blast there. And please, if you're not already following, check it out. Even if, make up a fake name, whatever you're going to do, just jump in, dip your toe in the water. Check out, follow me on Twitter, see what it looks like. If you don't like it, you can always just cancel it and get out of Twitter. I know a lot of people do, because they need to, you know, rest their brains. And I understand that, believe me. But if you just focus on home theater, it ain't too bad. It really isn't. I have a lot of fun with it. Love it. So thank you to everybody. Have a great week. I will be back on Friday. I cannot wait for this podcast. I cannot wait to have this podcast. I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. I cannot wait to get to it. It's going to be so much fun. Really looking forward to it. Again, I'm teasing it a little bit. You'll see on Friday, but it's awesome. Can't wait. Have a great week, everybody. Go push play over and over. Have some fun. And yeah, check out Black Widow. And what was it? Check out Black Widow. Oh, yeah. Metal Storm in 3D. All right. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.